ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולא נקבל דרשים את פרשת שופטים. And we're going to start בעזר השם from toward the end of the parasha. The פסוק תל זסיר, כי תצא למלחמה על אויביך, וראית סוס ברכב, עם רב ממך, לא תראה מהם. כי אדוני אלוהיך עמך, מעלך מארץ מצרים. Here, the pasuk starting off, "Ki tetzel l'melchama al oyevecha." Many people, you see them when they take out Sefer Torah. The point for Parashat Ki tetzel Shavu Abba, next Parashah, they point to whatever we have in this week's Parashah, because it also says the same thing. "Ki tetzel l'melchama al oyevecha." Same thing. The pasuk is telling us, "Ve'ra'it asus barechev am rab mecha." Don't be afraid of them. Why? Because you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu walking with you. And it's going to protect you. Don't have to worry about anything. That's here what the pasuk is telling us. Rashi brings down over here. He said, "Ki tetzeh lemelchama al oyevecha." Rashi brings down, "Yihyu be'enecha ki oyevim. Al terachem aleihem, ki lo yirachamu aleicha." Rashi said, "Whenever you go into war, all your enemies don't have mercy on them." Why? Because if you are going to have mercy on them, then they're going to turn back and they're not going to have mercy on you. Therefore, you should know they are your enemies. Take care of them. That's what Rashi brings down over here. And Rashi repeats himself also after. He said, "V'kohen, kohen mashuach melchama." Before they used to go to war, he used to talk to them. "V'negash kohen v'deber el ha'am." What he used to tell them? "V'amar aleihem shema Yisrael." You should listen, all of you, Am Israel, you're going to war. "Atem kerebim hayom lemelchama al oyevechem." Today you're going to war against your enemies. Rashi brings down, again repeats the same idea. "Atem yotzeim lemelchama, atem kerebim hayom lemelchama al oyevechem. En elu achechem." They're not your brothers. They're not your friends. "Sheim teplu biyadam enam merachamim alechem." God forbid. They're going to fall in their hands, they're not going to have mercy on you. Therefore, you shouldn't have mercy on them. "En zu kemelchemet Yehuda am Yisrael, sh'neimar v'yakumu ha'anashim ashen nukibu b'shemot, v'yachaziku b'shebiya v'chol ma'aru mehem, helbishu min ashalal v'yelbishum, v'yen'ilum, v'yachilum, v'yashkum, v'yaskum, v'yenahalum b'hamurim, l'chol koshel, v'yibiyum l'yirecho." See, when you have Am Israel talking about Pilegesh Begibah over there, I said that whenever the within Melchemet Achim, Shebet going against different Shebet, if they're going to fall in their hand, you see what the Pasuk is saying, telling us so many things. "Bechol ma'aru mehem," all of those that they took in captivity, they didn't have any clothing. "Helbishum min ashalal, v'yelbishum, v'yen'ilum, v'yachilum, v'yashkum, v'yaskum, v'yenahalum b'hamurim." All these things, they did have mercy on them. Why? Because they are, bottom line, "Kullanu bin ishi had nahnu." We're all brothers. So they're going to have mercy on you. But these enemies, you're going against them now here, they're your enemies, they're not your brothers. Therefore, al oybechem atem olchim, lefichach tchazku b'melchama. That means, don't have mercy on them, go take care of them. That's what the Kohen used to tell them. This, of course, we have to understand what Rashi is telling us over here. "You should know you're going to war against your enemies." So, what's the Hadush? Pasuk said, "Ki tetzeh lemelchama al oyevecha." Of course, Pasuk said, "Oyevecha," your enemy. Do I need Rashi to tell me that they're not your brothers, they are your enemies? But Rashi, he had some input. He said, he brought a raya. When it was Melchemet Achim brother against the different brother, they did have mercy on them. But here, they are not going to have mercy on you. Therefore, you shouldn't have mercy on them. But that's the idea that Rashi wants to bring down. I'm to try to understand by Rashi also why the Pasuk said, "Ki tetzeh melchama al oyevecha." Obviously, they are your enemies. That's number one. And number two, what the Pasuk tells us here, it said, "V'haya ki karobchem ele melchama v'negash ha'gohen v'deber el ha'am." The Kohen, which Kohen? Okay, we're talking about Kohen Mashuach melchama, is in charge of the war. He used to go with them. "V'negash ha'gohen v'deber el ha'am." What's v'deber el ha'am? We all know that the Midrash Rabbah and the Gemara Masechet Makot, few places Hakim, they tell us, anywhere it says the word dibur, dibur is lashon kashe. They're talking harsh to other people. The boor is lashon kashe. And the Midrash brings down, he said, Abu Hun Dikhulhu, the proof that anywhere it says Dibur, it means harsh words. The Midrash bring one Pasuk, from there you should learn everything. Because the Pasuk said, Dibur Ha'ish Adonai Ha'aretz Ittanu Kashot, Ve'ittanu Otanu Kim Ragilim Et Ha'aretz. That's what the brothers, when they came back to Yaakov Abinu, they told him, Dibur Ha'ish Adonai Ha'aretz. They're referring to Yosef, they didn't know it was Yosef. The bear, he spoke to us harsh. The kashot says over there in the pasuk clearly, he spoke to us very harsh. That's what the midrash brings down. Anyway, it says the bur lashon kashe. So here it says the bear el am, he spoke to them the bur kashe. But right after that, ve amar alehim. Farshim said, what's going on? The bear el am or amar alehim? Amar lashon rakav. Kotomar lebet Yaakov betaged lebnei Israel amira is amira raka. Even though I just was looking at Zohar Kadosh, he has a different approach. Zohar said amira is lashon kashe. He has a little bit different way, but whatever you want to explain it, like the Zohar or like the Pshat, like the Midrash, like the Gemara, you see you have two different languages, and these two languages contradicting each other. Whether according to the Zohar, who says Amira is Lashon Kashe, and the Bur is Lashon Rach, you still have contradiction. But according to our Gemara, also the Bur Lashon Kashe and Amira Lashon Rach, you still have also contradiction. So this also we have to understand what the Ber El Am or Amar El Am. That's what we have to understand. Also, we need to understand that Bezrat Shem. And what he told them at the end, bottom line, Ve'amar Alehim Shema Israel. What's Shema Israel? Rashi brings down Shema Israel. Afilu en bachem zechut ela kiriat Shema bilbad kedai atem sheoshia atchem. Even if you have only the zechut of kiriat Shema, that's already good enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make you win the war. I saw the Torah Tmima brings down. He said this goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That he tells us in the Gemara Masechet Menachot, there is Mahloket over there, the Tzadik Tet Amud Bet, famous Mahloket between Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Pasuk says, Lo yamush Sefer HaTorah hazem picha ve'agita bo yomam v'layla. The Sefer Torah, you're not supposed to leave it a second. You should always learn the Torah. Lo yamush Sefer HaTorah hazem picha. So, what does this Pasuk mean? Comes along Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai over there, and Menachot Tzadik Tet, he tells us, even if the person he read Kiryat Shema in the morning, Kiryat Shema by Arbit, he was Yosei Dehobat this Pasuk. Why? The Pasuk said, Lo yamush sevet razim pichas, what should I do? Ve'agita bo yomam v'layla. I did learn in the morning, I read Kiryat Shema in the morning, it's part of the Torah, three pirashiyot. I read Kiryat Shema at night by Arbit, also yomam v'layla. I fulfilled the Pasuk 100%. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says over there. There are also a lot what to speak about it, but this is not our topic now. Because what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says over there, Chaurah contradicts what he said himself in Masechet Berachot. Over there, the Gemara Masechet Berachot, Lamedhei Amud Bet, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara brings down over there that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he says, it says in the Pasuk, Lo yamush sevet rozem picha ve'agita bo yomam v'layla. That's what it says in the Pasuk. And we have different pasuk in Kiryat Shema tells us what the pasuk said. Ve'asafta diganecha v'tiroshecha v'tzarecha. Who should harvest the crop? Who should take care of the field? You should take care of it. Ve'asafta diganecha. So that's what the pasuk said. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai comes along over there on Berachot, and he tells us, Ya'achol debarin k'taban. Could you understand the pasuk? You have to take care of the field. You have to plant. You have to water it every morning. You have to do everything. You have to harvest. You have to a lot of jobs. The work in the field, it's very hard. If you're going to take care of all what you have to do in the field, when are you going to have time to sit down and learn Torah? Ela, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says over there, no, the pasuk over there says, Ve'asafta diganecha. Pasuk is talking about when Israel, they're not keeping the mitzvot properly. If Am Israel, they're not keeping the mitzvot properly, then they have to do their own job. However, if Am Israel, they're tzaddikim, they're on such a high level, and they keep the mitzvot 100%, Then you have different pasuk tell us, "Ve'amedu zarim ve'ra'ut zonechem, u'bnei nechar ikkarechem ve'chor mechem." So the umot ha'olam, they're going to do your job, not you. You sit down and learn Torah. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says over there. Why? Because he says clearly, "If shara adam zorea b'shaat zereya, kusir b'shaat kesira, dash b'shaat aruah, and so on and so forth." Torah matay aleha. When you going to have time to sit down and learn Torah? Ela, you should sit down and learn Torah 24/7. Hashem is going to take care of your parnasa. The pasuk said, "Ve'asfta diganecha." The pasuk referring when Am Yisrael they're not keeping the mitzvot properly. That's a problem over there also, because where does it say "Ve'asfta diganecha"? Where it says in the pasuk, "Ve'ayam shamuat shmeon mitzvotai asher anochi mesavei etchem ve'asfta diganecha." Pasuk saying, "If you shamuat shmeon mitzvotai, how could Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai tell us that ve'ayam shamuat shmeon?" And then v'asafta diganecha, that when Am Yisrael do not keep the mitzvot properly. The pasuk says, "M'shamuat shmeu." And there's again, there's what to speak about it, but that's not our topic now. But you see the contradiction to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Masechet Berachot to Masechet Menachot. Anyways, so Masechet Menachot, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai tells us, even if you read Kirat Shema Arbit and Shacharit, you fulfilled the pasuk 100%. That's what comes along the Torah Tmima, and he said that's what Rashi meant over there. It's, Rashi is not he's not telling us his own Hadush. He's quoting the Gemara. That's the Gemara over there, Masechet Sota. The Kohen used to tell those who used to go to war, even if you have only Zechut of Kirat Shema, it's good enough, you're going to win the war. Why? Because you fulfilled the Pasuk. You have the Zechut of the Torah in your hands, you're going to win the war. Don't worry. But again, we have to understand a little bit more what this means. Even if you say Kirat Shema, we have the Gemara Masechet Sota. Also, if you, the 2 pages after this, the Gemara tells us over there, "Sah bin Tefillah l'Tefillah, Abirahi biyado v'chuzir aleha me'orchim melchama." What this means? That if the person is putting on Tefillin, and he said Berakah Shekdeshan le'aniyah Tefillin, he put on Tefillin Shelyad. And before he put Tefillin Shel Rosh, he spoke something. He said something. It's a psik. He did a psik. So what should he do? If you did the interruption, he spoke something, you have to say Barakah Shekdeshan Mezbatano al Mitzvat Tefillin before he put Tefillin Shel Rosh. But bottom line, this person, he spoke between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Gemara says over there, such a person who spoke between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, he shouldn't go to war. Why? Because he has a little bit of Abirat, sort of Abirat, and Farshim explained over there. Said it doesn't make a difference if he spoke, interrupted between Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh. Doesn't make a difference if he said Barakah on Tefillin Shel Rosh or he didn't say Barakah on Tefillin Shel Rosh. Even if he did say Barakah on Tefillin Shel Rosh, still Abirahi Beyado, the Gemara calls it Abirah, Behozer Aleha Me'orchem Melchama. The Pasuk said, "Mi Aish Hayare Berachal Libab, Yelech Viashub Lebeto." Anyone who's scared from the Abirot, from the sins that he has in his hand, he should go back home. What kind of sins we're talking in the person's hands? Tefillin. He spoke between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Go back from the war. You're not worthy enough to go to war. So how come the Ragmara tells us here 2 pages before? The Gemara says over here, even if you have the Zichut of Kirat Shema, it's enough. And the person who spoke between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, he doesn't have the Zichut of Kirat Shema, why he has to go back from the war? That's it. We have to understand all these things, what's going on over here. I saw here the Hatam Sofer, he point out this our question. He says here in the Hatam Sofer, Daf Pei Amud Alef, Ve'amar alehim Shema Yisrael, Pirash Hashi, Afilo en bachem, Ela zichut k'shema Yisrael, it's good enough, you could go to war. וצריך עיון, הרי אפילו סח בין תפילה לתפילה חוזר עליה מעורכי מלחמה. question we just asked. ועוד, יש לפרש לבריו מה שפירש ראשי על אויביכם אתם יוצאים ולא על אחיכם. what we told you before, אתם יוצאים, אתם קרבים היום למלחמה על אויביכם. כי תעשה למלחמה על אויביך, you should know, they're not your friends, they're not your brothers, they are your enemies. זאת אומרת, החדוש. פשיטה, קירת סס בפירוש, כי תעשה למלחמה על אויביך, אמרת ראשי כמה זאת יש צ'אנס. ונראה לעניות דעתי, like what the Ramban writes, we have the Ramban later on, we'll read it from inside, the Ramban, he writes in Parashat Ha'azinu, all the way after he finishes telling us all kind of Pirushim, the Ramban, he concludes with something. He writes it, the Ramban, he said, "Behatam ki hem asu kol ha-ra'ot amanu l-sinato shel ha-kadosh baruch hu." Said, all what the Ummat HaOlam they're doing against Am Israel, not because they hate us. What did we do so the Goyim should hate us? What's the reason the Goyim hate us? Did we do anything bad to them? We didn't do. Adrabah, the Gemara said, "Lehevim et palel b'shloma shel malchut." Said, you should pray. We're not doing anything to them. So what the reason why Ummat HaOlam they hate us? He said, "Ki lo yisneu et Yisrael ba'abur she'asu abudah zarak mutam, rak ba'abur she'lo ya'asu kima'asehim, ve'ya'abdu et ha'kadosh baruch hu ve'yishmeru et mitzvotav." The only reason why Ummat HaOlam hate us because we are serving ha'kadosh baruch hu. And the Ummat HaOlam, they cannot stand seeing someone not worshipping their Abudah Zarah. We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they believe in Abudah Zarah. So they hate us. ולא יתחתנו בהם, ולא יאכלו מזבחיהם, ויבוזו עבודה זרה שלהם, ויבערו אותם מקומותיהם. וכעניין שנאמר, כי עליך הורגנו כל היום. That's what David the Melech said, כי עליך הורגנו כל היום. What does mean עליך הורגנו כל היום? That means in your sake, ריבונו של העולם. They are going against us only because we're following your mitzvot. אם כן, לסנאתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא יעשו בנו כל הרעות האלה. They're doing all these things. Why they're doing it? Only because we're keeping the mitzvot of הקדוש ברוך הוא. והם צריו ומסנאיו ועליו לנקים מהם. So therefore, מות העולם, they are the enemies of הקדוש ברוך הוא. And he has to take care of them. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to take care of them. Why? Because they are not our enemies. Behold, they are Kadosh Baruch Hu's enemies. Vezeh debar barur. So that's what the Ramban writes over here. Now we come back to the Hatam Sofer. He says, V'haynu deka amar ha-kohen ha-mashiach melchama, afilo en lachem ela zechut shema Yisrael, makol makom hem oybechem, al she'atem omrim shema Yisrael. Al ken Hashem yarib ribo. ואתם, אל ילך לאהבכם, כי השם אלוהיכם, אהלכם מכם, לחם לכם, מאויביכם. So since that, the only reason why Ummat HaOlam, they're hating us, and we're going to war against them, because we're following the mitzvot of Hashem. If that's the case, that means Ribono Shel Olam, the Kohen, he's telling Am Israel, you don't have to worry about the war over here, you're going against your enemies, you don't have to worry about it. Why? Hashem's going to take care of it. Hashem lachem lachem. Why? Because the only reason Ummat HaOlam, they're going to war against us, because we're keeping the mitzvot of Hashem. That means, melchemet Hashem. That a melchama for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's supposed to help you. So what are you scared of here? Therefore, he told them, v'negash ha-koyim edibar al-am, v'amar lahem shema Yisrael. The only reason why Ummat HaOlam, they hate us, because we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad. That's what we believe in. And because of this, they hate us. If that's the case, אתם קרבים היום למלחמה על אויביכם, so don't worry, השם אלוהיכם, אהליכם מכם. You're going to war only because of Hashem. Therefore, Hashem is going to take care of it. Don't worry. That's what he told them. And now, that's here what Hatam Sofer told us. Now we have to understand also something else. The Pasuk starts in the beginning, כי תעשה מלחמה על אויביך, when you're going to go to war against your enemies. The Pasuk said, וראית סוס ורכב, עם רב מכה, לא תראה מהם. You can see סוס and רכב, you can see the horses and the wagons, don't worry about them. Why? Don't be scared. Hashem is gonna fight for you. Hashem ילחם לכם. ואתם תחרישו. Rashi brings down over here, Rashi is bothered. What does mean? וראית סוס ורכב. What does סוס ורכב means? You're gonna see a horse and a chariot. That's what you're gonna see. סוס. Rashi brings down, סוס ורכב בעיניי כולם כסוס אחד חשובים. וכן הוא אומר, והקיט את מדיין כאיש אחד. וכן הוא אומר, כי בא סוס פרעה. Simple understanding of the pasuk, what does mean you're going to war, you're going to see a lot of horses. Back then, they didn't used to have tanks, no airplanes, no... They used to go on horses. That was the melhamot back then. Now you're going to go to war, you're going to see a lot of horses. So, but the pasuk said, "V'ra'ita sus," only one sus. Said, "No, we're talking about the type of the susim." Like the pasuk said, "Kiba sus parao," not only one sus. A lot of susim they're coming. Rashi is bothered why the Torah wrote in singular language. He said, "Don't worry, kulam be'enai hashuvim kisus echad." In my eyes, Hashem saying They're just like one sus. Don't be scared of them. But our problem, Rashi is trying to, as I said, trying to explain to us why it says in the Torah Lashon Yahid. But our problem, why the Torah has to say Lashon Yahid, neither Lashon Rabbim? Why? Because what the people are scared? They're scared from the Susim or scared from those who are riding the Susim? But the Pasuk was supposed to say, Veraita Sus Verochebo. Not Sus Varecheb. The person who's riding that Sus. That's what you're going to be scared of. You're not going to be scared from the Susim. You also have Susim. So why the Torah is putting all the emphasis on the Susim? The Chaurah, the Am Israel are going to be scared from what? They're going to be scared from those who are riding the Susim. So what the Pasuk is telling us over here, that's also we have to understand. And also, as I told you, the Kohen, Mashuach Melchama, he tells Am Israel, he tells them, even if you have the Zichut of Shema Israel, that's already good enough. Mm-hmm. He's going to take care of your enemies. And after that, the Pasuk said, V'dibiru shoturim el ha'am le'mor, mi'a'ish asher bana bayit hadash v'lo hanakho yelich v'yashub le'beto. If someone, he was engaged to someone and he didn't marry her, he should go back from the war. Why? Because probably he's not going to fight properly. Why? He's always thinking, he's scared, he wants to go back to his wife. Therefore, he shouldn't go to war at all. מי איש שבנה בית חדש ולא חנכו ילך וישב לביתו פן ימות ונחמה ואיש אחר יחנכנו and so on and so forth. The question is why the Torah tells us that you see the Kohen Mashiach, he gives them the Brei Chizuk, even if you have Kriat Shema, it's good enough, you could go to war, don't be scared. Comes the Shotrim, what the Shotrim they say, they try to make them scared. The Shotrim said, if you're scared, if you built Bayit Hadash, ילך וישב לביתו. Maybe you're going to die in the war. So the Kohen is giving them the push, go to war, and the Shotrim backing them up. What's going on over here? Why each one's doing something else? That's also what they have to understand. We have the Ramban. Ramban tells us over here, כי השם אלוהיכם ההולכם מכם ללחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם. So what's the difference? ללחם לכם עם אויביכם. What does mean ללחם לכם עם אויביכם? He's going to fight for you. What does mean להושיע אתכם? To save you. So of course, if he's going to fight for you, of course he's going to be saved. So what does mean? The Ramban writes over here, said, ואמר ללחם לכם עם אויביכם כי יפילם לפניכם לחרב. השם is going to take care of them. He's going to kill them. And בהוסיף ואמר להושיע אתכם שהם ינצלו במלחמה ולא יפקד מהם איש. They're going to win the war. Not enough they're going to win the war. They're going to win the war and none of them is going to die. None of Am Israel is going to die. כי ייתכן שינצחו אותו בהם, אבל ימותו מהם רבים כדרך כל המלחמות. It could be they are going to win the war. However, the war, you have to pay the price of the war. You have a lot of people that die in the war. You're going to win the war. But maybe a lot of people are going to die. Therefore, he said, Leoshia atchem. What is Leoshia atchem? None of you is going to die. Ve'aken tza'ak Yehoshua ben pol mehem ba'ai kishloshim v'sha'ish. So when Yehoshua ben Nun, when they're going to conquer Eretz Israel, they went to a small town called Ha'ai, that town. They went to conquer it, and 36 people died over there in that war. Yehoshua ben Nun, he made a fast, he started crying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, why did this happen to us? So what do you want? Every milhama, even if you are going to win the war, you have a lot of people that die in the war. But he said, no, that's not when a person, Am Israel, when they go to war, none of us, lo yipol msa'arat rosho arsa, none of us supposed to die. So when Yehoshua ben Nun, he saw 36 people die in the war, that means something's wrong over here. Therefore, he did an investigation, and they found out that really, Am Israel, they did something bad. What they do? They said, the Achan, he took from whatever they took from Melchemet Yericho, they conquered Yericho, Hakim Talas on Shabbat, and Yeshua ben Nun, he made a harem. Arur ha'ish lefnei Hashem, asher yakum banat ha'ir azot at Yericho, and he cursed them, he said, no one's supposed to benefit from all the shalal that were taken from Yericho. And one person from Am Israel, Achan, he he did benefit and he took from the Shalal. Therefore, they lost the war. Not they lost. They won the war in Ha'ai, but 36 people died. And the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin told us, really, there weren't 36 people. It was only Ya'ir ibn Menashe. It was one person. That was Shakul Kineged Rubash El Sanhedrin. Only one person. He was compared. His madriga was like 36 people. Not 36 people died. Only one person died. And behold, Yeshua ben Nun, he cried to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, why did this happen to us? So you see, said any milhemet mizvah, Am Yisrael, they go. Anyways, before they go to milhemet mizvah, they have to ask Urim Betumim. They have to ask Kohen. They have to ask Urim Betumim. Like you see in the Nabiim, many times, said, Veishalu Behashem. مي علي لم الحما ويقول يهودا يا علي they ask بيورمي تميم should we go to war we shouldn't go to war who should go first مي إليك حرب who's gonna go after him they ask everything so from Hakadosh Baruch Hu once you have the okay from Hakadosh Baruch Hu that means Hashem is telling you're going to war you know from the beginning you are gonna win the war and no one is gonna die from you لهوشيا عدكم no one's gonna die from you كي بملحمة مصفى شلو לא היה ראוי שיפול מסערת ראשם ארצה, כי לאדוני הם מלחמה. We just told you, Adam Sofer told us, the reason why we're going to war, because we did something against the Umot HaOlam, they hate us because we keep the מזוות. That means the war, מלחמת השם. He's going to take care of them. So none of us should be injured. והנה הכהן שהוא עובד את השם, יזהירם ביראתו ויפתיחם. הכהן, was Kohen Mashuach Milhama, he was in big madriga. He used to tell Am Israel, now you're going to war. You got the okay already from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to worry. None of you is going to die. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. So all of you are going to come back. אבל השוטרים ידברו בנוהג שבעולם, פן ימות במלחמה, כי בדרך הארץ בכל המלחמות ימותו האנשים, גם מכת הנוצחים. וצבע על שלושה אלה לשאוב, כי לבוע על ביתו ועל קרמו ועל אשתו וינוס. Therefore, the Torah said, when the shotrim, they speak to those, the fighters, they should tell them, listen, if someone בנה בית חדש, maybe he's not going to come back from the war. Go back. Why? Because even if you're going to go to war, you're always going to be thinking about your house, you're going to think about your kalai, you're going to think about your kerem. Go back home. You're not worthy to go. They are talking from Benoach Shabbat Olam. But the Kohen Mashiach is totally different level. He's talking from a different level. He's talking, he sees only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohen Mashiach is looking at the spiritual aspect of the war. We're going to war, we're going Bershut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us permission to go to war. Nothing's going to happen to us. Therefore, you could go to war, nothing's going to happen to you. Because we told you a few times, the Rambam, he writes in Moreh Nebuchim, the Rambam writes, he said, V'chaye Roshi, he swears, behold the Rambam, and he says, any person that who's always thinking about the Kadosh Baruch Hu and is attached to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, nothing bad should happen to him. And if something bad did happen to him, that means this happened to him only at the moment that he wasn't thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as long as you're thinking with Hashem, you're walking with Hashem, nothing's going to happen to you. That's what the Rabbani, right? He said, I promise you, that's what it is. Anything bad that happened to the person, that means that person, he left HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit. He said, I could manage here a little bit. I could do it by myself. Then, so you could do it yourself. Okay. You don't need me then anymore. If that's the case, go try your luck, and then that's when all the trouble comes. But when the person is attached with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing's gonna happen to him. That's what we told you also many times. David HaMelech, what he tells us, he said, "Ki gamul alei emo, ki gamul alei nafshi." What does it mean? "Ki gamul alei emo, ki gamul alei nafshi." Just like a baby is dependent totally 100% on his mother. Same thing, David HaMelech said, I'm depending 100% on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? The baby, when he's born, he can't do anything on his own. Not like the behemoth. Shor ben yomo karu shor, the Gemara said. Once he's born, he could manage, he could walk, he could do anything. But the baby, human, when he's born, he can't do anything. He can't eat by himself, he can't change by himself, he can't go to the bathroom, he can't take a shower, he can't walk, he can't do nothing. He's dependent 100% on his mother, on his parents. And the Farshim tell us, the older the baby gets, that's when his parents, they let go a little bit of him. What does mean? The baby, when he was born, they do everything for him. They feed him, they dress him, they shower him, they change him, they do everything. But once he grows up a little bit, then they teach him to hold the barrel, milk barrel, you're drinking. You can hold it by yourself. You go do it. After that, he grows a little bit more, then I tell him, listen, you sit down on the high chair, you eat by yourself. I don't have to feed you anymore. After that, they train him. Now you could go to the bathroom by yourself. After that, you could get dressed by yourself. Then you could take a shower by yourself. And then until he grows, now you could work by yourself. And after that, you could shut off the house and you could do everything alone. You don't need me now anymore. So the more the baby gets older, his parents, they let go of him. They let him do on his own. But the younger is he, he's more dependent on his parents, and his parents, they will do it gladly for him. Why would the parent do all these things for his baby? What is he getting? What is he getting out of the baby? Nothing. It's just the complete love. The father, he has the father and the mother, they have toward their children. They do it to them. They're not getting anything back in return. But they do it because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu put love in them. That's what David the Melech said. Just like a baby is dependent 100% on his mother, me, David the Melech said, I'm depending 100% on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't do anything without him. Hashem said, oh, you're depending 100% on me completely? Then I have to do everything for you. Why? Because if you're saying you could do this on your own, so go try. Just like the baby. Same exact thing. That's what David HaMelech told us. Said that I'm depending totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because if I'm going to depend a little bit on myself, then Hashem is going to leave me a little bit. Then we don't want this. You want to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to tell Hashem, I can't do anything without you, Rabbanu Shel Olam. I need your help in every step. Like the Gemara tells us, Kol Neshamat El Eliyah. What does Kol Neshamat El Eliyah? Al Kol Neshima Unshima. For every breath that a person breathes, he has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because we need you every second. The person takes a deep breath. Every breath, we're all depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more you're dependent on him, then Hashem is there to help you. That's what Hakim tell us. If that's the case, that's the Anyan over here, that when the Kohen, Am Yisrael, are going to war, what does the Kohen tell them? He tell them, listen, that I don't see anything here to be scared of. You're right that you see Sus and Recheb and Melchama and everything, but the Kohen, from the Kohen's point of view, he looks only at the spiritual aspect of the war. He sees, listen, we're going to war, not for us. Melchamet Hashem, we're going to fight. So even though I see a lot of soldiers from them, so I don't see the soldiers at all. Why? Because I only see Sus in front of me. I don't see the person who's riding it. Why? Because the Hashem Melchama. He's going to take care of everything. So if that's the case, what are you scared of? That's what here the Farshim tell us. That's what the Kohen, when he sees, B'negash HaKohen B'dabar L'am V'amar L'ayin Shema Yisrael, V'ra'it HaSus V'Rechev. I only see Sus V'Rechev. I don't see anything else over here. Why? Are you scared from the people who are riding the horses? What are you scared of? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of them. I see only horses. You also have horses. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows how to lead the horses, and you don't have to worry about it. That's what the Farshim they tell us. This is the Anyan. Said, Ele Barechev, Ele B'susim. You don't have to worry about it. Now, with this, we could also explain in the Pasuk later on. Pasuk tells us, Ki tatsur el ir yamim rabim le lahim alea le tofsa, lo teshhit et aitzah lindua halav garzin, ki menu tochel, ואותו לא תחרות, כי האדם עץ השדה לבוא מפניך במצור. What does mean? Said when you're going to war against your enemies, don't just cut all the trees, any tree that you know that bears fruits, don't cut it, don't destroy it. Why? כי האדם עץ השדה. And Farshim said, כי האדם עץ השדה, what does mean? Just like when a person is going in the field, there's a lot of trees around him. The person is walking, is not scared. Is he scared that maybe one of the branches is going to slap on his face? He's not scared of any branches. Any the trees are gonna jump on him. They're gonna attack him. They're not gonna do anything. The nachon lebo batuach b'Hashem. He's not scared of anything because he knows it's only eitz. He can't do anything. So the same thing. The pasuk says, "Ki ha'adam eitz sadeh." You're going to war. So what do you see over there? You see the person who's riding the horse. It's just like a tree. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu is leading him what to do. He's telling him what to do. So if you are boteh b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing's going to happen to you. The person, your enemy, is just like Isa Sadeh. You don't have to worry about it. Now, we have also the famous Sforno, also brings down an interesting idea over here. Said, why the Torah commanded us when you go to war, you shouldn't destroy all the trees? Why not? Let them destroy. And I'll read you his words. As for now, he tells us here, "Lo teshhit et aitzah l'mdowa halav garzin, lo teshhit et aitz kedin l'mdowa halav garzin mashhit bilbad. Lo litzorech, ila lihazik l'bnei ha'ir." Don't do it. Why not? "Ki menu tochil, ki umnam keritat ha'aitzim derech hashhata bilbad ya'asuhu hatzaba lihazik." So that's the norm. Normal way when the enemies, they go to different country and they're having a war against them, then they destroy whatever in front of them, they destroy. Why? Because they're going to say, listen, we don't know if we are going to win the war or not. But even in a case that we're going to lose the war, at least we didn't leave them anything to benefit from. We're going to destroy all the houses. We're going to break all the trees. We're not going to leave anything stand still. We're going to take care of everything. Why? Because even in a case that we're going to lose the war, at least our enemy is not going to have anything to benefit from. That's what the normal says here. أُنَنْ كِرِتَاتَ عَيْسِيمْ دِرَخَ شَحَتَا الْبَادِ يَعَسُوهَ السَّبَلِ هَزِيكَ. But you know when they do it? They do it only كَأَشِرْ لَوْ يَبَطُوَحْ لِنَتْصَيَحْ لَشِبِتْ بَارِتْ. But you, Am Israel, you're going to war. Before you go to war, you have to ask Urim v'Tumim. You take permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Hashem told you you go to war, it means for sure you're going to win the war. If that's the case, habal to destroy all the houses, habal to cut all the trees. Why? Because eventually you're going to be living over there. You're going to benefit from that tree. You're going to eat from the fruits. Don't destroy it. Why? If they, normally the soldiers, they destroy it because they don't know if they're going to win the war. But you, for sure you're going to win. כאשר לא יהיה בטוח לנצח אשר, אבל אתה בוטח לכבוש את הארץ ולשבת בה, אין לך לשחית עץ מאכל, כי מנו תאכל שתכבוש את הארץ, בלי ספק, ותאכל מנו כשלא תשחיתהו. That's why he told us over here. He said, when Am Israel, they go to war, he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you permission. You go to war, you're going to win the war. You don't have to worry about it. So you see a lot of people, you see a lot of sus v'rochebo. The Kohen said, I'm sorry, I don't see any rochebo. I see only susim in front of me. I see sus and rechem. The people riding it, Kadosh Baruch Hu is leading them. And if now we're going to war against them, we're Melchemet Hashem, we're fighting. Hashem is going to take care of them. So you don't have to worry about it. Let's hear what the Kohen used to tell them. Therefore, also he mentioned to them, the Kohen, he told them, Ve'amar alehim Shema Israel. What does Shema Israel? What do we do basically in Shema Israel? We're mekabalim ol mechut shamayim, that everything, Kadosh Baruch Hu in Hashem's hand. What's kabalat ol mechut shamayim? Said, we're accepting everything, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one running the show. No one could do anything without him. What could any person do without a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Said he's the only one. So if that's the case, said Am Yisrael will read Shema, Parashat Kiryat Shema, Arbit and Shahrit. What do you say in Kiryat Shema? Shema Yisrael, Shema Elkein, Shema Echad. You have 248 words in Kiryat Shema. And then Farshim said basically you have 245, but then we repeat Hashem Elokechem Emet. You say it again, Hashem Elokechem Emet, to complete the 248 words. Why? Because that the person, he has 248 limbs. That's to complete the whole thing. Each word can get different ever in the person. So everything depending on Hashem. So if that's the case, he said, you don't have to worry about it. He told him, "Ve'amar aleim Shema Israel, atem kerbim ayon ha'melchama lo'ibachem, ki Hashem elokechem ha'olechem machem, l'lachem lachem." We repeat, he said at the end, to finish the 248 words, what do we say? Hashem elokechem emet. He also told them, you're saying Shema Israel and you're repeating the other three words. to finish that everything depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to worry about it. You're going Melchemet Hashem, like just what the Ramban, he told us before, said you don't have to worry about anything. Why? Because you're going to Melchemet Hashem, you're fighting, Hashem will take care of them, you don't have to worry about it. This, we know that every morning when we pray in Shachrit, we read a few psukim from Sefer Nehemiah. They said, "Vibarachu shenke vodecha amurumama ma'akol berecha v'tillah, attahu Adonai lebadecha, attah asit at ha-shamayim shemayim shamayim v'chol tzibam, ha-aretz v'chol ashera aleha." The Farshim, they point out, they said, "Attahu Hashem lebadecha," what does it mean, "Attahu Hashem"? You are the, only you. You are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, en od ben lebado, attah asit at ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz. Why are you saying again, "Attah asit at ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz"? "Attahu Hashem lebadecha, asit at ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz." What's the second time? Atahu Hashem lebadecha, atah asita at Hashemayim v'et ha'aretz. Ela, said, you're saying two different things. Atahu Hashem lebadecha. No one could do anything without you, Rabban Shalom Olam. Like the Gemara tells us, Masichet Yomah, what the Gemara says over there, said, Ben Azayir, Rabbi Shimon Ben Azayir tells us, he said, "Bishimcha yikra'ucha, ubumkumcha yoshibucha, umishelcha yitnu lecha." That everything, whatever, depending what you do, that's what Hashem is going to reward you. Hashem is going to pay you. B'shemcha yikra'ucha, b'mkumcha yishibucha. They're going to put you in the place that you deserve to sit. And m'shelcha yitnu lecha. They're going to pay you according to the ma'asim that you did, according to the mzvot that you did. That how are they going to reward you? En adam nogea b'mukhan l'chaviro. No one could touch anything that belongs to his friend. V'en mechut nogea'at b'chavirta, afilu kum lo nima. Even a king. He cannot touch if his time is finished. Hashem would not extend his time even a minute after that. Why? Because of different malchut now. The time came for different malchut to take over. Hashem, el malchut nogat b'chaberta. You see how much David HaMelech, the Gemara Masechet Shabbat, over there, the Flemet, how much David HaMelech was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell him when is he going to pass away. What day of the week? In the beginning, he told them, when is he going to die? Hashem told him, it's Gezira. We never tell any person, when is he going to die? No one should know when is he going to die. When his day is going to come, no one knows. Then David asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, at least Rabban Shalom Olam, let me know, day of the week. What day of the week is going to die? Then Hashem told him, if that's the case, I'll tell you. Only for you, David HaMelech. You, David HaMelech, you're going to die on Shabbat. That's what he told them. Then David HaMelech said, why on Shabbat? At least let him die on Sunday. Why on Shabbat? They can't do anything to him. The mit is muktzeh. They cannot bury him. They can't do anything to him. He's going to be hanged. No one's going to touch him until after Shabbat. So the kabod, Melech, is Melech Israel. It's not kabod. He said, let me die on Sunday, not Shabbat. Why Shabbat? Then Hashem told him, listen, Shabbat, your time is on Shabbat. You want to extend another day. The malchut of your son Shlomo already came. I cannot wait until Sunday. I told him, okay, if that's the case, let me die on Friday. I give up one day. Let Shlomo, my son, let him become the king a day earlier. I said, I just told you. I told him, I give up my day. He gave up one day, so he shouldn't be bezayon. Then Hashem told him, no. Kito biyom b'chaserecha me'alef b'charti. So the day that you, David HaMelech, sitting down, learning Torah, reading Tehillim in front of me, your day, in my eyes, Hashem saying, that's hashub, more than 1,000 korbanot your son Shlomo is going to bring on the Mizbeach. So therefore, that's what it is. The Gemara, as I said, the Gemara, "B'shemcha yikra'ucha, b'shemkumcha yishibucha, b'shemcha yitnu lecha." No one could touch anything that belongs to his friend. If the Gemara is saying no one could touch anything that belongs to your friend, so kochiken, you cannot do anything to harm your friend if there was no gezerah from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how could you harm your friend if Hashem didn't decree that this person should be harmed? If to take a penny from your friend, you cannot. Now, you're going to harm him, you're going to cause him, you're going to do something bad to him. He cannot do it. Hashem will not let you. And if something did happen to him, that means there was a decree on him that something bad is supposed to happen to him. But you chose to be Hayab, you chose to be the one. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything, whatever you do, Mishlecha yitnu lecha. So if you don't deserve to get the punishment, you're not going to get it. I see a lot of enemies around you. Ki adam etz sadeh, just like trees. You walk in the field, you're not scared. Maybe the tree is going to smack you. No, you don't scare. Just like if there's no getera from Hashem, no one's going to touch you. Therefore, you don't have to worry. Let's see what the pasuk is telling us. Atahu Hashem lebadecha. You are Ribono Shel Olam. You are the one. No one can do anything without you. Then after that, telling us something else. Ta'azit HaShemayim V'Ta'aretz. Now it is praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yidat Shemayim V'Ta'aretz. In the beginning, he was saying, En Olman Lebado. You're the one. You do everything. No one could move without your permission. Or Ribono Shel Olam. Whatever you made the gezerah, that's what it is. So that's what we said. That here, what the Kohen, since that is in higher level, what he tells Am Israel, I see here only sus. I see only Rechib, only Parashim here. And, I don't see the soldiers. I don't see the people. Why? Because it's all in the hands of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Kohen tells them. But the Shotrim, they come and they tell Am Israel, listen, they know the Shotrim, not in every person is in such a high level like the Kohen Mashiach. The Kohen Mashiach, he sees only Hashem. Like Hamabdil and Afabdalot, a guy, two people walk into a building. A guy, he works in construction. Different guy, he works in electrician. Different guy, he makes carpets. Three people, they walked into the room. The electrician, right away, looks at the electric, and he tells you about it. He sees only electric. The other person, he sees only carpet. The other person, each one, he sees something. They're looking at the same item. Each one sees something else. Why? Because depending on what the person is thinking about, where's he thinking about, that's what it is. I saw something interesting that they bring down over here. It brings down that he says here that ki b'ftirato shel ahiv shel ba'al hazon nahum, one of the tzaddikim, she'al oto maran mebelz im nishar memenu debrei Torah ba'agada. The Maran mebelz, he asked the Baal Hazon Nahum brother, he told him, your brother, his brother that he passed away, did he leave any debrei agada? Then v'hitpala me'od ala sheila, ki halo yadua haya shehaya gaon asum b'harifut u'b'ki'ut b'chol muksa'ot amukot shebatorah. And he asked me about agada, does he have any agadot? Did he leave any agadot behind him? He was a giant. He was big Talmid Chacham. He was all pilpulim. There's no end. He's asking about the Brei Agadot. He said to Admor Mebelz, "Ki mahuto shel ha'adam nikar mi'asihot ve'ara'yonot shelo ba'agada." So he could tell the person who really was, who really is, from the not when he teaches you Torah. When he teaches you Torah, now he's teaching you whatever it says in front of him, teaching you Torah. But let him tell you a joke. Let him tell you something, Debrehod, nothing to do with Debre Torah. Now you could see what's he thinking about. What's his mind is playing with. Said if the guy, is thinking about computers, he tells you right away, tells you something cute about computers. Oh, I saw this, I saw this. From the Brehulin, you know who the person really is. That's what he told him here. He said, Mahoto shel Adam nikar mi'asihot v'rayon shelo ba'agada. Be'ezi mahot shel abuda rosho shakua. מהו ההשקפה שלו בעבודת השם? That's what he tells us. I'm not looking at the pilpulim and all this stuff. Why? Because at the time it is telling you pilpulim, every person, he learns pilpulim, he passes it on. But when he tells you, not the Brei Agada, he gives you mashal למה הדבר דומה, let's see what kind of mashal is going to come up with. Going to come up with mashal, I don't know, what is he thinking about? That's what it is. As I said, a few people walk into the same room. Each person, he sees something. This guy, he sees this. This guy, he sees something else. Whatever he's focusing, whatever his mindset is, that's what he sees in front of him. Here, the Kohen, he sees only Hashem in front of him. Everything, and all of the Levado. This, I see, it's only Hashem. Hashem is Be'ta Mechayet Kulam. He brings life to everything. Every item on earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings life to it. So he sees only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sees a lot of soldiers. I don't see soldiers. I see only Susim. That's what the Kohen Mashiach is in higher level. But the Shotrim, I said, no, not everyone in your level. Therefore, the Shotrim come along and said, Mi'ayisha yare v'recha levav v'yashuv libeto. Why? Because maybe, we're talking about now, regular simple people, then you have to talk to them, you know, בדרך כל הארץ. So the Kohen is talking from his level, the Kohen, the Shotrim, talking, each one is talking from his level, and again, the Shotrim, what they're saying, the Shotrim, saying that not everyone in your level, maybe the Am Yisrael, they're going to war, not everyone that same level, therefore each one is talking according to his level. So that's what Mefarshim tell us over here, that's what we started also in the beginning, he said, V'negash HaKohen V'deber El Ha'am. What's the דיבור על העם? What's the דיבור לשון קשה? Right away, ואמר עליהם שמע ישראל. What we saw that the Kohen is telling עם ישראל is only telling them אמירה. לשון רכה is telling them. Don't worry, Hashem is going to fight for you. Hashem לחם לכם ואתם תחשון. Don't worry about it. You are צדיקים, Hashem is going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. So he doesn't, he's not talking to them דברי כיבושים. Where's the דיבור? I don't see the bur over here. I see only Amira. Don't worry. The Shotrim, they're talking harsh. So maybe you're going to die in the war. Go back. Oh, you built a house. Maybe you're not going to make it to go back. Go back from the war. They were talking. How's it frightening the people over there? That's the bur. But the Kohen, I don't see the bur over here. Why the Torah said, V'deber el ha'am? And the boor, the harsh words that the Kohen is telling to those who are going to war, you're right, he's giving them the brech hazuk, don't worry, Hashem lachem lachem, you don't have to worry about it. But automatically, those who are going to war, they're going to say, take a look at the Kohen Gadol, where's his head, Shakua? Where's he thinking? He sees only Susim over here. Doesn't see anything else. He sees only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, where are we? Where is he? That means that the kibushin, what is the kibushin? They're going to feel on their own, said, what are we thinking about? What is he thinking about? He's looking only, where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the picture? We're thinking, how are we going to finish the war, come back? So each person is thinking, that's the kibushin. We are far away from his level. That's the kibushin that they hear from him, that they're going to try to emulate him. And that's the idea. And I saw maybe you could add a little bit more. We have the Baal HaTorim, it's basically next week parasha, but I want to connect it to here. I think we spoke about it once before. The pasuk, the parashat Ki Tetzeh, pasuk said, Ki Tetzeh L'Melchama Al Oyeibecha, same exact language. U'Natanu Hashem Elokecha Bi'adecha V'Shabit HaShabiyom. Comes along Baal HaTorim over there. He said, Ki Tetzeh L'Melchama Al Oyeibecha. Oyeibecha, it's written, missing the second yud. Oyeibcha. When you're going to go to war against your enemy, not enemies, enemy. One enemy, Lashon Yahid. Oyibcha, it's missing a yud. Why? Shem Melchemet Yahid Ketub Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about Melchemet Yahid. What's Melchemet Yahid? Melchama against Yisra Ra. That's what Baal HaTorim told us. Also Zohar HaKadosh also speak about it. Zohar is not Medayek from Oyibcha because it's missing a yud. He said, Ketasar Melchama Al Oyibcha, Melchemet Yahid Ketub Medaber. That's Melchemet Yisra Ra. That's what Baal HaTorim tells us. The problem that we have with Baal HaTorim, the problem is that you look at the Pasuk, Ki Tetzeh Melchama Al Oyeibecha, it's written with two Yudim. So the whole drasha of Baal HaTorim, there's no room for the drasha. He's saying Baal HaTorim that the word Oyeibecha is missing the second Yud. It's not missing the second Yud. Open every Humash you see, it has two Yuds. It's not missing anything. I don't know what to say. That I saw the Melchat Shai speaks a little bit about it. And then I thought that maybe it's Baal HaTorim. Who said that Baal HaTorim, he wrote this Hiddush in Parashat Ki Tetzeh? Baal HaTorim wrote this Hiddush in our Parashah. In our Parashah, Ki Tetzeh L'Melchama Al Oyeibecha. This was Paraita Sus Varechem. Over here, the Pasuk said, Oyeibecha, missing Yud. You were talking about Melchamet HaYetzer. You were talking about Melchamet HaYetzer. It means here you're going, here Baal HaTorim is going over here. Even, I don't know why they wrote it over there. I don't know. That's my humble opinion. That Baal HaTorim is supposed to be over here. Ki Tetzeh L'Melchama Al Oyeibecha. Here it's written Hasir. Yeah, everything is fine now. Here Baal HaTorim is talking about our parasha. And that's what Am Yisrael, they're going to see. Where is the Kohen Gadol thinking about? What is he thinking about? Where are we thinking about? That's what the person can have more. Why they're not in the Kohen Mashuah level? Because they follow their Yisra Ra'ad. Each one has his own ta'avot. Each one has his own pleasures he wants to do. He sees it's Asur, it's Mutar, this is this. Not everyone at that level. But that's the Brik Bushim. The Kohen, he sees only Hashem in front of him. Everything. He sees only Hashem. So if that's the case, that's the Brik Bushim they hear from them. That's they see how far they are from his madriga. That's every person is supposed to say matay yagi ma'asai le ma'asai abutai. That's the musar the person is supposed to get from this parasha. That whatever the Kohen is thinking is totally thinking about something else. You see many stories in the Gemara, many times in the Gemara, that one person is thinking about something else, the other person thinking about something in the Brehol. But the real tzaddikim, you think always about the Dibre Kedusha, always thinking about anything. We told you once that the Gemara brings down that there were two Hakamim. They were walking in the street, and they saw Yeroka Sha'al Pinei HaMayim. We mentioned it, I think, not long ago. So the soy yeroka sha'al pinei ha'mayim. What's yeroka sha'al pinei ha'mayim? On top of it, if you have sitting water, not running water, like it's a kind of a pond or something, you see sometimes there is a green stuff, greenish stuff grows on top of the water. The two hachim, they were walking in the street, they saw the greenish stuff over there. Then right away, the hacham, he told his friend, he told him, "Hainu detaninan velo biroka sha'al pinei ha'mayim." Says the Mishnah, "B'mei medlekin, b'mei en medlekin, en medlekin, lo b'lechesh, lo b'chazon, lo b'chadach, lo b'chadach, v'lo b'roka sha'al pinei ha'mayim." What's the roka sha'al pinei ha'mayim? He saw it, he told his friend, "Now I understand the Mishnah." Where is he? They're talking, walking in the street. So he's living in the Torah. That the person is living in the Torah. That's what every person is said. You should say what? Matei yagiyo ma'asai l'ma'asai abotai. That's the break of Bushin that you have from this week's parasha. Every person he has always to look asher b'shamayim ma'an, looking at people who are higher than you and ruhaniyut, from them you should learn, you should try to emulate them, try to emulate all the hachamim, all the tzaddikim, Am Israel. They only see even the brei holin, the Gemara Masechet Sukkah tells us, even sihat holin shel talmidei hachamim tzricha limud, shneimar ve'aleihu lo yibol. Even sihat holin, what sihat holin? They're not learning the brei Torah, they're just talking about mundane stuff, the brei hol. Still, the Gemara said you have to pay attention to what they're saying, the Hakamim. Why? Because every word that comes out of the Hakam's mouth, he tests it before he says it out. Why? Because they're always thinking about how could we do mitzvah, how could we do more mitzvah. Always thinking about the Brei Kedusha. That's what we have to learn from this week's parasha. That's one of the lessons that we have in the parasha. We should always strive to get to a higher level. Then, especially now during the month of Elul, that everyone needs to elevate himself. And always, like the Mishnah tells us, "Udla musif yasef." There is no such a thing as a person is going to stand in one level. In a person, there is no standing. Either you're going up, or Chas v'Shalom, the person is going down. So the person should always try to be going up and up and higher. Then, pasuk kedi yalechum yichayil yelchayil yirael yelohim b'tzion. The Gemara said, "Tzaddikim elai menocha lo ba'olam hazeh velo ba'olam haba." They're always going from level to level. That's what everyone should we should try as much as we could be, Ezer Shem, always to add a little bit more. Learn one more Mishnah, learn one more Halakha. Elevate yourself to reach a higher level. Ezer Shem should all be Zokhe, Ezer Shem, that we should always, in Matay Giyo Ma'asai, Ma'asai Abotai, we should reach higher levels, Ezer Shem, Amen, Amen. Amen.